Putin rejects Western security in Ukraine, warning troops would be target. Rosenberg, what's behind Putin's uncompromising stance? I missed the Lisbon funicular commute that killed my friend. Lisbon funicular worker among those killed in crash. Hamas releases video of two Israeli hostages held in Gaza. IC raid on Hyundai planting Georgia's wept up workers on visitor visas. Mandis after suspected shark attack in Sydney. Sudan paramilitaries accused of crimes against humanity over siege of key city. Google fined 2.95 billion by EU for abyssing advertising dominance. Israel destroys dozens of buildings in Gaza City. As new offensive intensifies, Rubio says US will blow up foreign crime groups if needed. Thailand names third prime minister in 2 years. Tesla proposes $1 trillion award for Musk if he hits targets. Joe Biden undergoes skin cancer surgery. Aid workers use donkeys to reach remote Sudan landslide site where hundreds feared dead. Trump set for first U.S. Open final since 2015. Indian farmer gives up home so village children can have a school. Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Center can stay open. Appeals court rules Ebola outbreak kills 15 in DR Congo. Teen killed and 7 injured in mass stabbing in Canada. Sweden accuses Russia of GPS jamming over Baltic Sea. Three ways Epstein scandal could go for Trump. My mother was my shelter and storm. Arundhati Roy on her fierce new memoir. It's 4,000 miles from Ukraine, but even this Asian city is part of Russia's war. Out of control. Witnesses describe fatal Lisbon funicular crash. Organ transplants for immortality. Might Xi and Putin be onto something? China spectacle shows dangers of Trump's high-risk trade policy. Migrant crisis, how Europe went from Merkel's we can do it to pulling up the drawbridge. What we know about Lisbon's deadly funicular crash. Can India retaliate against Trump's 50% tariffs? They're eligible for asylum in Canada, so why are they stuck in ICE jail? Lost in translation, how Africa is trying to close the AI language gap. A clear message to Trump. BBC correspondents react to China's military parade. What new weapons on show at huge parade say about China's military strength? A bullet went through my skull. Tanzania abduction survivor. What do we know about Kim Jong-un's daughter and potential successor? Australia-Israel relations have hit a low point. Behind the scenes, it's business as usual. Compassion versus fear. Delhi. Divided over feeding stray dogs. Body seen in secret mortuary could solve 50-year mystery of vanished religious leader. How the death of a delivery driver ignited Indonesia. Watch. Ex-VP Mike Pence says he has great concerns over Trump's tariffs. Watch. Key moments from RFK Jr.'s heated Senate hearing. The hit was very hard. Eyewitness in second carriage shares video of crash moment. He doesn't follow trends. How celebrities described Armani over the years. Watch, BBC correspondent at scene of Lisbon funicular crash. Trump says India and Russia appear lost to deepest, darkest China. Russian gas sales to China would not harm U.S., Energy Secretary says. Oil prices settle down more than 2% after weak U.S. jobs report. I fault myself for not paying more attention, Conoco CEO tells employees facing deep job cuts. Trump supports nuclear power as it is more American than wind, solar. U.S. official says White House review of biofuel waiver plan pits farmers against refiners. Democrats will force votes on Trump import tariffs, U.S. Senate's Schumer says. Putin says foreign troops in Ukraine would be legitimate targets. EU sticks to planned Russian oil exit by 2028, energy chief says. India will continue to buy Russian oil despite U.S. tariffs, finance minister says. U.S. immigration agents arrest hundreds at Hyundai plant, mostly Koreans. Trump administration drops defensive ban on employee non-compete agreements. Top Trump crypto backer Justin Sun says his World Liberty tokens unreasonably frozen.